ABC Radio Australia.
We just heard from our reporter Evan Wasuka about what's happening at polling stations. But today, as Solomon Islanders cast their votes, the big question is whether voters will stick with caretaker Prime Minister Manase Songavare or vote for change. Mr. Songavare has made his political ties with China a key part of his campaign, but it's been pretty divisive, and voters say they'll be looking at issues like healthcare, jobs and the economy. Jordan Fennell with more.
It's being called the most important election in Solomon Islands history. Usually, general elections take place every 4 years. But today, it will be 5 years since the last election, after caretaker Prime Minister Songavare controversially delayed the election until after the country hosted the Pacific Games. Since the last election in 2019, Solomon Islands has faced the COVID pandemic, a diplomatic switch from Taiwan to China, a controversial security pact with China, and political riots. So how will this impact today's vote? Manase Songavare is hoping to secure another term by highlighting his political ties with China as a big part of his campaign, a look north strategy that he says is pivotal for the country. The director of the Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands program, Dr. Meg Keane, told the ABC that this campaign strategy has been divisive.
It divides the country, and you can see that in the campaigning. The opposition members are strong about whether that was the right decision and certainly questioning the security agreement.
She says what will be front of mind for voters today are domestic issues.
At the ballot box, elections are won and lost on local issues, not on geopolitics. So he's really got to make the argument that that arrangement is translating into jobs, into services. And at the moment, you know, the biggest issue on the election agenda is the lack of health services for the people, expensive transport, rising cost of living, and the need for jobs for the youth. 70% of that population are young people that need far better economic prospects.
Issues like the country's crumbling healthcare system are particularly important to voters. At the country's largest healthcare facility, patients have reported waiting up to 3 days for a bed. Honiara local Maria told the ABC's The Pacific Show it's a struggle.
In terms of health, this is what we get, and it's really sad because maybe for those with money, they could afford to go to hospitals overseas. Meanwhile, for majority of us, we're stuck here. People should choose their leaders, the next members wisely. Because, like, even if we choose the same people, we don't see any differences.
Many of the country's 700,000 people have travelled home to cast their votes. But the general population won't be voting directly for the Prime Minister. Voters cast their ballots for their local MPs. And as results come in, those elected MPs will gather to form political coalitions. Once the coalitions are decided, the MPs themselves will vote for who they think should be Prime Minister. Tussling for the top job is Manase Songavare, but he's got competition from opposition leader Matthew Wale, Peter Kenilioa Jr., and former Prime Minister Gordon Darcy Lilo, who's attempting a return to politics. Dr. Meg Keane told the ABC she believes Songavare has a 50-50 chance of being re-elected.
People are saying that he's the front runner, but frankly, a Prime Minister of Solomon Islands has never been consecutively elected. That's not since independence, so the odds are against him. We have no accurate polling, but frankly, the political system is very weak and declared alliances are not reliable.
And while today's votes will make or break which MPs are elected, we likely won't know who scores the top job for a few weeks.
It will take days to count and know who those 50 MPs are. And then they got to get to Honiara from the Outer Islands. That can take days. From the time of the election to the time of knowing who the Prime Minister was 2-3 weeks.